everyone has their favourite Robin Hood. Kevin Costner, a comedy figure in fetching green tights, dark and brooding, or a fox in a hat. Who's yours?
Historians love to go back and kind of try and pinpoint the real Robin Hood. But one kind of likely lad, I guess, is an outlaw called Robert of Wetherby. Now, we don't know much about Robert of Wetherby's crimes. He terrorised South Yorkshire and North Nottinghamshire in the 1220s. He assaulted royal officials, and we know that he was involved in very serious crime at about the same time that the legend was taking root.
He's been featured in folk songs, tavern stories, pageants, and royal festivals. Even Henry VIII once dressed up as Robin Hood.
Catherine of Aragon is very pregnant, and Henry and 12 of his friends burst into her chamber dressed completely in green, with green faces, and one of them is Maid Marian. We don't know who it is, but they basically perform what's called a gladness for the Queen. I don't think she was particularly glad.
I bet she didn't enjoy it,
being sort of terrified by all these men.
It's like suddenly, a short gladness, you say.
Basically to cheer her up because she's suffering.
Because she's pregnant, yeah. I'm sure she was thrilled.
I'm Chloe Lee, a migration and citizenship researcher at the National Archives. I want to go a bit deeper into this supposedly well-known English legend of Robin Hood. This is On the Record at the National Archives, uncovering the past through stories of everyday people. In this episode of On the Record, I've invited my colleagues to guide me into the woods and through the myths surrounding Robin Hood, using some of the incredibly ancient collections we hold here at the National Archives in Kew. The episode is coming soon, so hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen.